Christ. Welcome to chapter 109, probably, of Memoirs of a White Guy. I just did a way too deep cough then. Man, I feel like some of my soul sucked out of me. What are those things in Harry Potter? The Dementors. I feel like a Dementor just came inside me. That sounded wrong. No, you know what? I'm standing by that. I feel like I just got fucked by a Dementor right then at the start of the podcast. Now I'm just going to spend the rest of my years living out my sad, pathetic life in Azkaban. Whew! Alright, bad start to the podcast, but we're doing it. Alright, how you guys going? Hope you guys had a good week. Hope you guys don't feel like you just got fucked by a mythical creature. They're also mystical as well. I would say there's no mythical creature that would be a good route. Like, some of you might be thinking, but what about a unicorn, Luke? Nah, have you ever seen a horse's dick? That would hurt. No matter how magical the creature gets, I think I'm just too into humans. You know, I feel like there's no... Like, even like a mermaid, it's like the age-old thing of like, would you prefer a mermaid with the bottom half fish, top half human? Or the bottom half... Is it the top half fish or the bottom half human? And all the filthy guys go, bottom half human, so you can fuck it. But I'm like, dude, then you just fuck it. Then you're essentially just fucking a fish with legs, alright? I think what makes someone human is definitely from the waist up, alright? You're a filthy motherfucker. But you know what the correct answer to that is? Don't fuck half a fish. That's the only way to answer that. If someone ever asks you that age-old question next time, just be like, hey man, why do you want to fuck half a fish? Fuck a whole human or a whole fish? Actually, no, don't fuck a fish should be the rule. So that's the answer to that question. I don't like those, like, you've got to choose between this or this. And I'm always like, why? Oh, because there's a gun to your head. All right. Well, I use a series of self-defense moves to counteract the gun, and then I end up putting the gun on the other person's head and make them answer the question. That's the correct answer, okay? It's like my whole childhood, and all your guys, you're constantly at school, you're being like, who would you rather? What would you rather do? Would you rather, you know, have an arm, like have no, like have arms on your legs or legs on your arms? And you're like, dude, I'd rather none of those things. Alright, imagine having legs on your arms. You'd look ridiculous. Why do you have to do it? I don't know why that's always between two. Open your brain holes. Alright, there's a million possibilities out there. You could have nose for arms. You guys get my point. I just don't like being asked those questions. What am I talking about? Alright, hope you guys have had a good week. Sorry the podcast is late. It's Wednesday. Actually, you know what? I'm not sorry. Okay, well, sorry last week, but this week, it was a public holiday in Australia yesterday. It was Melbourne Cup Day, which is the day that every Australian stops what they're doing to watch a bunch of horses run around in circles. Why? Because we're a young country, and that's what we do. It's the race that stops the nation, and it's also the race that stops this podcast, evidently. it was... Melbourne Cup Day was alright. I just hung out with the boys. It was good. It was good fun. I have to force myself not to bet. Because my rule is I only bet on horse racing if I'm at the races. Because then I can watch it go past and it's like, alright, well at least it's entertainment even if I lose. If you're just sitting in front of the couch just chucking bets on, I don't know, that's when it gets dangerous. So that's my rule. I didn't bet anything. Because I never learn. Because I've always had a weirdly good run betting. I think I've only ever come out down once with gambling. So I don't know. I feel that's why I don't do it much. Because I know that's not supposed to happen. Like on one time I went on a cruise a while ago. And I came out like $200 up on blackjack and roulette. And I was like, what am I doing? Like this doesn't happen. So I stopped. And then one time like I've been to Crown before. Came out on top. And I was like, oh my god. Like I just keep winning. And which means that this isn't going to last forever. And then last year, I went to the Spring Racing Carnival. I went to Derby Day. And I won 5 races in a row. I backed 5 winners in a row. I'm retiring after that. That's when you need to just call it quits and be like, gambling for me is done. So I didn't put in any bets this year. It was good fun though. Man, like, if you're, like, there were a few people messaged me about the podcast saying like, oh man, it's not up again. Like, what the hell? Do you want me to work on a public holiday? The whole appeal of this podcast, like, it's the most Australian podcast of all time. I talk about Weet-Bix frequently. And you want me to work on a public holiday? If I had have done the podcast yesterday, I should have had my citizenship revoked. That should be the rule. If you're working on a public holiday for anything less than double time, if you're not getting paid double in your shitty retail job to work on a public holiday, don't do it. Because there's better shit to be doing. It's fine if you work, good on ya. But if you do it to make that cash. I've worked on a public holiday before, and you get them public holiday rates. But this podcast, I lose money doing this podcast. I have to pay to host this podcast. So, man, what, this can wait till Wednesday. And also, I just kind of got distracted. yeah, it's good. So that is why the podcast is late for international people, because Australia stops yesterday. It's kind of weird, actually. Like, the whole country. It's kind of like one of the top five big days in, like, Australia. It goes, like, Christmas, Australia Day is a big one, where everyone just stops doing everything and just has a barbecue. And then it goes, like, after that, man, it really drops off. You got, like, Melbourne Cup Day. You've got Queen's Birthday. People just watch the footy. Like, you've just Anzac Day. Everyone just watches the footy. Most days off in Australia are just based around sport, because we're all like, oh, you wouldn't want to be working when there's something on the tally. So Australia just takes it off. It's the best country in the goddamn world. All right, if you think otherwise, you're wrong. So yeah. Okay, I probably already said it a million times already, this podcast. I need to address it. If you guys didn't see it in the podcast group this week, someone made an all right montage. A montage of every single time in last week's episode where I said the word, all right. Now, you're probably thinking, how long does the all right montage go for? Maybe Luke said it 10 times, 15, that'd be crazy. 43 seconds of me saying all right, which is a problem. And I've set myself a challenge from now on this podcast, to not say, all right. All right? All right? Is that all right with you guys? If I don't say all right? Because apparently I say all right too much, which isn't all right. So I'm going to stop saying all right. All right? All right. Cool. All right. Let's keep going. All right. So, all right. During the week, all right. I was at this shop called All Right. And, you know, all was right in the world. And I went into this store and I was like, oh, can I just have one? Here's the thing. I was looking for a glove, right, for my right hand. And I was like, I just want all right gloves, right? No lefts. And they're like, we don't do that, sir. We only sell gloves in right or left. And I said, no, I want all right. And they're like, all right, we're going to have to divide the gloves for you, sir. And I said, well, your shop's called All Right, all right? So could you just get all right gloves? So the owner of All Right was like, all right, I can get you all right gloves, all right, that go in your right hand and none for your left. I was like, great, all right, let's get going. So the owner of this shop that I was in, called All Right Shop, that was the name of the shop, he was dividing the gloves into all right and all left, right? But I just wanted the all right ones, all right? And I was watching him get all the all right ones, and I was just like, oh man, this is all right. Like, this is, I got no idea where this story is going, but I think I proved my point. Fuck off. All right. I realize I do say it too much. I do. It's bad. And I'm gonna stop. You know what else I say too much? I've realized I always say, you know what I mean? And I always say, there's something else I always say. It was like, you know what I mean, and here's the thing. I say, all right, I think one time I've probably said, all right, here's the thing. You know what I mean? I bet you I've said that before. All right. I don't know. Okay, I will actually stop saying right because I understand that that is annoying and I will do my best. But anyway, so I was in this all right shop and long story short, got the all right gloves and now I've got all right gloves, no left. So that's my story. I will do my best though to stop being annoying because that is annoying. Like the fact that someone noticed it enough to make a montage of me saying it a bunch of times means that it wasn't the first time that they've noticed it or thought about it. It means all you guys each week listening to this podcast are constantly going, oh, he said it again. Oh, he said it again. Oh, he said, oh. I'm sorry. I did a dumb thing on the radio this week, guys. I did a real dumb thing. So the way radio works is when you say a naughty word, we're on a 10-second delay. When you say a naughty word on the radio, you have an opportunity to dump that audio, to dump that 10 seconds of audio so it never goes to air. And then the way it works is we're on a 10-second delay, radio mic will hit the dump button, and then we're back to being completely live, like to the second. And after that, you have to pretty much go to a song because you're not allowed to broadcast when you're not in delay. And I got dumped for the second time ever on Sunday. And this was the first time I shouldn't have got dumped. They thought I said fuck when I didn't. But this time, it was definitely should have dumped me. And I didn't realize at the time. I don't know, I wasn't thinking at all. So this is what happened. A few people listen to the radio podcast and have been messaging me saying like, because all you would have heard on the radio podcast is, it audio just cuts off and then Mike and Lewis go, I can't believe you just said that. You can't say that on radio. And then we just like end the segment. So what I said was, we were playing this game called the name game where we guess people's names. People call up and we try and guess their name. And I was saying, what the fuck? I don't know why I thought you could say this. Actually, I'm going to tell the first time I got dumped. The first time, I think I told it maybe on the podcast. I said luck. I was like, oh, it's tough luck. Or like, they thought I said fuck when I didn't. Or something like that. They thought I just said the word fuck when I didn't. And then we listened to it back and it turned. Oh yeah, I said I feel like an idiot really quickly. I was like, I feel like an idiot. And it sounded like I said I'm a fucking idiot. So it might hit dump. But this one, I blatantly said something you should never say on radio. And what was amusing about it was how confidently I said it. And it wasn't even until we got off air that I was like, oh, that was fucked. Why did I say that? So it didn't go to air, which was good. But so we're doing this game for the name game. And Lewis was like, just call us if you have a really easy name. And I was like, yeah, if you have a hard name, like Cunnilingus, don't call us. And everyone just stopped and went, did you say Cunnilingus on air? And I'm looking around like, oops. I don't know why I said it. You know, I still swear that I've heard that. You know what I meant to say? One time I swear I was watching this Spanish movie and there was a character named Cunnilingus with a D, C-U-double-D, Cunnilingus. Which isn't a name. I've Googled it now. It's not a name. All right. No one in the world is called Cunnilingus. Why? Because Cunnilingus is an oral sex act on a female. Okay. That's what Cunnilingus is. And I was like, yeah, if your name's Cunnilingus, maybe don't call. Ha ha. Dump. You fucking idiot, Luke. Everyone just stopped. Everyone's just like, are you serious? Did you just say that? That was, honestly, it was like me going, yeah, if your name's Blowjob, don't give us a call. Oh, if your name's eating out a chick, don't give us a call. If your name's licking a clit, don't give us a call. Cunnilingus on radio. Do you know how many thousands of people are constantly listening? Like, if Mike hadn't have hit dumped, 50,000 people would have just heard me going, yeah, And like anyone listening was going to be like, whoa, man, my name is Cunnilingus. Now I can't call. I'm stupid. I'm so dumb sometimes. Sometimes I just surprise myself. Like every time I think I'm like smart, because like sometimes I am quite intelligent. Like I feel like it's hard to get to a certain point in your life by being a complete dumbass. So there must be some things, like I'm not lacking brain cells, but sometimes my brain cells just run away. They just like fade back in to like a deep part of my brain. And then I'm just left with going, if your fucking name's kind of lit, like, so that's what I said on radio this week, guys. You can add that to the list of dumb shit that I've said on air. But that one got dumped, so that was good. I did another dumb thing this week. This is going to, on paper, this story sounds really bad. And I want that to be known. On paper, I'm not proud of what I said. In the moment, not as bad. So this is what the headline would read if like this story was being reported. Comedian Luke Kidgel calls dwarf special on stage. That's what the headline would be. Comedian Luke Kidgel calls a dwarf special in quotation marks on stage. Now, that's not a great quote. I understand that. And it doesn't look good on me. Nor should it. But I'll give you guys context. So, I decided that Lewis asked me if I wanted to be a special guest at his Melbourne shows at the end of his tour. It was the last two shows. He's like, do you want to come out and do 10 minutes? It was like, just for the people in the night. I didn't promote it or anything. Didn't really post about it. But I was like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. You know, it'll be a good set. I wanted to try all these new jokes that were fucked up. I have a bunch of jokes that were too fucked to do at open mic rooms and stuff anyway. So I was like, yeah, I've got to give this shit a run somewhere before my show. So I'll do it in front of, his audience, right? So I get up there and I'm performing. We're at the Comics Lounge and I was just doing like 10, 15 minutes before Lewis came on. And I walk out on stage. The first thing I notice is there's a dwarf in the front row. There's a guy who's a dwarf, right? He's having a few beers. He's there with his friend. I was like, great. Awesome. Good on that. It's not something I see every day when I walk out on stage. All right. It's not something that I've ever been experienced before, but I was like, great. This doesn't change the show at all. Good on this guy. Then 3 seconds in, I go, how are we all going? And then he's already just talking loud as just yelling shit, talking, being belligerent. Right, because this guy, he's got like 4 beers stacked up, okay? Sometimes even after I have 4 beers, I'm getting a little bit silly, all right? But he told me he was 2 foot tall, so he's getting silly, right? So I was like trying to be nice, and in my head, I'm just going like, how could they do this to me? Like, how could... This, what is, like, because you're in such a situation where you're being watched by hundreds of people, and then there's not everyone in the audience, by the way, at this point, not even, I don't think I even mentioned. Oh, yeah, he mentioned it. He started screaming, I'm a dwarf. But at this point, no one knows that he's a dwarf, right? So I'm faced with a situation where I've gone, I need to shut down this guy heckling, but I can't, like, what do I do? Like, do I bring up that he's a dwarf? Because that's the obvious route. You know what I mean? And this is what I was... No, I can't even say it. I had this cool plan in my head, right? I just thought of it on the spot. And it was look, I'm not proud of it. I'll say the call. And I didn't end up saying it on stage. I regret not saying it because he actually started to be pretty rude. But I just told him to shut the fuck up. And then we talked for a bit and it was all cool. But... And it was funny and stuff. But when he was started being really, like, belligerent and he was just being loud, or he was having a great time. He was a really nice guy. But he was just, like, being quite loud and it was really distracting. It was distracting people around him. You know, those kind of hecklers where you're at a show and you're just like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, he was kind of getting to that point. So I was like, all right. And I had this call in my head that I thought of. I was going to be like, you look like Frodo Baggins if he dropped his head into Mordor instead of the ring. Now... That would be funny on anyone with slightly long hair and just... Because he was a dwarf and there was also happened to be a Hobbit joke, I bowed out of it. I shouldn't have. I should have just said it and it would have gone... I know it would have killed, but I was like, man, there's a little part of me that was like, whatever. So it gets to later in the set. They're still talking, right? Him and his mate, they're in the very front row. They're being distracting. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm in a situation where I am faced with a I've never been heckled by a dwarf before. And it just completely flustered me. And I was just like, I was so amused. I was like, there were so many possibilities of things I could say. I was like, oh my God, like these jokes aren't in short supply. Ha, she's short. And it was like all these things going through my head. I had Hobbit jokes. And I was like, no, I can't say any of these because I'll go to hell. And it gets to the point where I have this new bit about talking about people think they're special. And it's nothing to do with about any disability or anything like that. It's just about people think they're special, right? And I'm like, and I do a bit of crowd work. I'm like, who here thinks they're special? And as soon as I asked that, I was like, oh no. Why did I ask? Straight away, guy in the front row, right? The guy is dwarf, his hand shoots up and goes, me! And I'm so stupid that I was like, why are you special? like he was going to say anything else. He was like, because I'm a dwarf, man. And then I was like, I didn't want that to be the reason. You know what I mean? I didn't want that to be the reason as to why I... I didn't want that to be the reason why. So I was like, yeah, but you are... I was like, this is what I said. I was like, yeah, but you are special. And then I meant like, you're a cool dude because he had some pretty good banter and he was... But that's what I meant. In my head, I was like, yeah, I'm calling him special because he seemed quite nice. He was just having a good night with his friend. I said hi. Like, you know what I mean? In my head, I was like calling him special like he was a cool dude. But what I said was, what everyone else saw was me pointing at a dwarf and saying, you are special. It got awkward real fucking quick. He was cool about it. Everyone laughed and I explained myself. But what it looked like was me walking up to him going, you're bloody good on your champ with your, but you, that's what you, that's what it sounded like. You're good on your sport, me going, ah, you special dwarf. Like that's what it looked like. So that was rough. But now I know what to do the next time I get heckled by a dwarf. You just keep cool and don't call them special would be my advice. Or any budding comedians out there getting heckled by a dwarf, just you shut up. Yeah, let him. That's, you know what? They deserve it. Let him. But that's it. I didn't want to treat him differently. That's why, because I'm like, dude, I'm not treating you special because you know what I mean? Because you're 2 foot tall. That doesn't matter to me. You're a human being. You're being fucking loud. And any other person doing this, I'm going to destroy. So I ended up destroying him. So did Lewis. Lewis tore him to shreds as well because he kept talking throughout the show. And as we should, because there's no difference. It just made our job a lot easier that he happened to be very open about the fact that he was 2 foot tall and he loved it. And the dude at the end, like I spoke to him at the end. He was super pumped about it and he thought it was hilarious. So it was a good result in the end. But there was a moment, a brief 3 seconds on stage this week where I called a dwarf special. And yes, out of context, that's not good. In context, still not great, but it happened. Yeah. Would I do it again? Probably not. Am I proud of it? Nah. Do I regret it? Nah. He was being rude as fuck. Yeah, that was good fun. And it was cool meeting, I guess a few of you listening to this podcast came to Lewis's show, so that was nice of you to go. I hope you guys enjoyed his show. And yeah, that was, that's what I did this week. I did a few other shit, man. Christmas is back. Have you noticed that? November 1st. Go to my local shopping center. A star Christmas tree. There's a little bell. There's a few bloody wreaths around town. November 1st. Just all of a sudden. Oh, we're doing Christmas already, are we? Now I know on this podcast in years past, I've been a bit of a Grinch. I have. Because for me, every year I complain about this. It's too early. We peak too early with Christmas. Do it in the week of. You know, I'll give you the 12 days of Christmas. That's what I'll give you. And then after Boxing Day, done. Until next December. Il finito. Move on to New Year's Eve. All right, move on to other shit. I love Christmas as much as the next guy, but it makes it so goddamn hard to love when you're supposed to love it from November 1st. Like I'm supposed to be just walking around with Christmas cheer in November. I haven't even thought about Christmas until I saw this ribbon and I went, what are they doing? Is that for Christmas? And I was like, well, I thought briefly, oh, maybe it's December. It's not, guys. But yeah, I'm really trying not to be a Grinch this year, all right, and I want you guys' support on this. Oh, Luke is going to be, this is going to be the most festive year of all, like, this is going to be the most festive year for me. I'm going to be a festive boy, and I'm going to get in the Christmas spirit. But God damn it, they make it so damn hard. Every ad on TV, buddy, getting the Coles, and there's like jingle bells, jing, 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 getting the bloody Coles, and though you can get a reindeer steak. Like, they're just, everything is Christmas themed. You want to, buddy, eat Rudolph, Prancer, and Vixen? $4.99 a kilo. And then there's that bloody celebrity chef guy, like, for just under $10. It's why, it doesn't, not everything has to be Christmas themed. You can just live December and then also celebrate Christmas. I don't know. It must be, like, really hard for people, not hard, it's just supposed to be really weird for people who don't celebrate Christmas. Like, what's the, I forget what the religions are that don't. It's like, Jehovah's Witness or something? Is it that? I don't know, I'm stupid. But, like, those people have different faith, and it must be so weird, because you just, like, everyone needs to go to the shops, and you see all this Christmas shit around, and you're like, I don't care about any of this. It just must be so weird. And then, like, when you want to celebrate your holiday or whatever your belief is, no one else gives a shit. It's so weird that, like, we've all picked Christmas as the one that's just forced upon us when some people just don't. I don't know. It's like, stop unconsensually bringing Christmas on people. That's my point, I think. I feel like I didn't consent to Christmas this early, but I can't avoid it. Otherwise, I have to stop going to the shops. I walked into Safeway the other day. There's already a Christmas tree up. Like, it's got bloody tinsel on it. It's fucked. Alright, but you know what? I'm not going to let it get to me. This year, I'm going to be shitting tinsel and festive cheer. Because that's what I'm about this year. Positivity, baby. It's really hard to love it at this point. You know, give me till early December. Then I'll be on the Christmas train. But until then, Safeway, or Woolworths, whatever you want to call it. I still call it Safeway because I haven't moved on. I do that all the time with things. I still call, there's a stadium in Melbourne currently called Marvel Stadium. It just got changed. It used to be called Etihad Stadium, where they play the footy. And then back when I was a kid, it used to be called Telstra Dome about 15 years ago. I still call it Telstra Dome. And now there's been three name changes, and sometimes I'll still be like, where's the game at? Oh, it's at Telstra Dome. And everyone's like, it hasn't been that for 15 years. I will never move on. To me, it's like Safeway. It's never going to be Woolworths. To me, it's just, in my head, forever, it's ingrained in me. I'm like, I don't know, but I do like saying Woolies, whatever. but yeah, okay, last thing I want to talk about. There's a few more things, but have you guys heard about, this is the biggest news I've heard all week, and there's going to be a lot of chitter-chatter, alright, maybe in the podcast group, if you guys are as excited as I am about this. If you haven't heard, no, wait, I set this up weird. I was excited, and then I found out what was actually happening. This is what happened to me. So there was initial excitement, followed by complete devastation. What the fuck are you doing? That's how it happened. I found out this week, I was told, that there's going to be a new Shrek movie. Boom. Enthusiasm levels up. I forgot they were trying to unconsensually force Christmas upon me. I was a happy boy. And then I find out a day later, oh nah, it's not a sequel. They're not doing another Shrek sequel. They're making a Shrek reboot. They're rebooting Shrek. With the same cast, with Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy. You can't fix perfection. You don't... What are they doing? You don't... You can't, like, get a diamond ring, right? The most expensive diamond in the world, and go, like, let's duplicate it. Make another one. It's not going to be as valuable as the original one. Let it go. Everyone likes Shrek the way it is. Give us a sequel, maybe. All right, the fourth one wasn't great. Give us a sequel. It might be good. Fine. But don't reboot it. What are they going to do? Start the story again? So, like, they're just going to take it back to the start where he's like, there was a beautiful princess. And she was locked away in the tallest tower of the highest castle. But one day, Prince Charming came in. Oh, like that's ever going to happen. Somebody once told me that... What are they... He just kicks open the... It's my favourite bit of, like, any movie. When Shrek just kicks open his toilet door to Smash Mouth playing in the background. That's the funniest shit I've ever seen. What are they going to do? You can't fix that. You can't make that better. You can't even match that. You could not match a better start to a film. All right, I've seen a lot of good films. Okay, Saving Private Ryan. Great first scene when they storm the beach. Unbelievable. It's no Shrek. All right, it's no him doing farts in his swamp. It sets up his character. It shows that he's lovable, but smelly, but lovable. He's like a smelly, lovable ogre. Oh, man. What are they doing? Like, I get that they want to milk that cash cow, the Shrek cow. I get it. I want to milk that too. But there's... just sell some more toys, man. Alright? Make a video game. Don't reboot the franchise. So, yeah. My kind of... Like, that was how I reacted. I was just like, oh my god, new Shrek, yes! And then they're like, oh, we're just going to completely redo it. And I was like, no, you're going to fuck with it. So that's Hollywood shit ever. Let's take something good and then smear poo on it. like, what's the thing? Okay, The Karate Kid. How did that one go for you, Hollywood? Let's get Jaden Smith to get bullied at school. Like, it's just... Stop. If you've got a good thing... Don't redo it. It's the Star Wars theory. They took them literally two trilogies to get Star Wars right again. All right, it wasn't good until The Force Awakens. Look at you can't look at The Phantom Menace and be like reboots are a great idea. They never are, Hollywood. So you know, I'll be very surprised if this Shrek reboot is good. Will I be going to see it? You bet, fucking absolutely. But it's just, I don't know. I was reading this interview and it was like, the way they were just talking about, like, yeah, like, you know, we just want to give the fans, like, what they want, you know, back, take the Shrek idea back to its original core. Really? You want to change Shrek on us? The fucking disrespect to do that to a generation. It's unbelievable. And look, let me know your guys' thoughts during the week. Those are my thoughts. I was super pumped about Shrek and now I'm not. Alright. It's not good. So here's what's gonna happen with the podcast over the next few weeks. Good news, we ain't stopping. We're going full bore. Okay, but I do need your help if that's gonna happen. So I'm going to America on Monday, which is in like 5 days. Holy shit, haven't packed, lol. I never do that before, till the night before anyway. I haven't even booked my accommodation in LA. I booked my accommodation in New York for this first week, and I'm probably just going to get to LA and work it out when I get there, because that just seems funny to me. I think that's so funny, going to a place you've never been to, having a flight booked there, rocking up and being like, I wonder how I'm going to survive. It just seems like it's going to be a good story. I don't know, maybe I will book accommodation, probably not. But I'm going there with my mate Joseph, and my other mate Logan will be there, so that'll be cool. So yeah, this is what's going to happen with the podcast. So I'm going to be going to America for 2 weeks on Monday, which means next weekend I'll record two podcasts. I'll record next week's podcast and I'll have it scheduled. It'll be up Tuesday morning, boom, ready to go. Nothing changes, it'll just be same shit. But the week after, I'll still be in America, right? And I'm not taking my laptop with me to America. for multiple reasons. Firstly, I don't want to do any work because I'm only there for 12 days and I want to do as much stand-up and stuff as possible. I don't want to do any online stuff just because I want to... I don't want to fucking waste my time editing when I'm in another country I've never been to before. And I'm only there for a limited amount of time, which means I need to make most of every opportunity when I get there. So that's the main reason. Secondly, I don't want to carry my laptop everywhere with me, and I also don't want to leave it at the fucking place I'm staying at, because it's America, and I'll assume they'll get mugged or it'll get stolen. So I'm not taking my laptop with me, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to record two podcasts this weekend. One for next week, and one for the week after. So what the week after podcast will be is totally up to you guys. I thought that would be a cool idea. I need 40 minutes worth of questions, topics to discuss, things you want to see me do that I haven't done in the podcast. We can do fun facts, things that, like, whatever you want to hear me talk about, or if you have a thing you want to hear my thoughts on, you have a life advice question, you just want to be like, hey Luke, where the fuck does wind come from? Something like that. I mean, we answered that last week, but I got that answer too. It's something to do with atmospheric pressure. It's so boring. So many people sent me that, and I was just like, oh man, this, I wish I had have never asked. But this week, so I need it all by like Sunday, okay? I need luke.kidgel@gmail.com, all right? Send it through to my email, and then you'll get on the podcast, and it's going to be just a full episode of just shit, because I'm not gonna do that much stuff this week, so I'm not gonna have two episodes worth of stuff to tell you guys. So yeah, we're gonna do an episode of probably just a questions bonanza, or you can just send me topics or whatever, and that'll be the podcast the week after, and then that way, then I get back and I'll have heaps and heaps of stories about America, because I'll have 2 weeks off and it'll be dope. So that's the plan. So then, and that, because otherwise the podcast was just going to stop and I didn't want it to stop. I hated that it stopped when I went to Thailand. That was a mistake. So yeah, I want to keep the podcast going, and the way to do that, I feel, is record two and then I'll schedule it so it comes out the Tuesday after. And it'll probably end up being a really funny episode because it'll just be fucking weird because you guys are pretty weird. Like, the shit I get sent to me on a day-to-day basis makes my day. So yeah, that's the plan for the podcast. I'm going to America on a Monday. So if you are an American and you have any advice, you listen to this podcast, you have any advice of shit I could do when I go there, maybe do that. Send me that as part of the podcast. Send me shit I could do in America. And yeah, I'll talk about it the next 2 weeks. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to the podcast, guys. I think that's it. I mean, I don't know if I have anything to talk. I mean, just really just expect a lot of tambourine content on Instagram over the next 2 weeks. And I mean, I'll still speak to you guys next week, actually, so nothing will change. I'm super pumped about it. I feel like there's more to tell you, but nah, I just called a midget special and just said cunnilingus on the radio. That was pretty much my week. thank you guys for listening. I'd love it if you left a rating on iTunes. Tell a friend about the podcast. Show them a funny clip if you liked it. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week.